How about your other three kills? Were those kamikazes that you got?
Yeah, that was then in, let's see, April. That was in May. I think maybe the 13th of May, if I remember right. And they sent the whole Hellcat squadron from the Essex, and I think some Corsairs too. And then there was some fighters from one other carrier, but I don't remember what. I guess maybe I never knew what carrier that was. But anyway, they sent us over there. This would have been probably 2 to 3 weeks after the invasion of Okinawa, and we had radar. They call them radar pickets, destroyers that were positioned north of Okinawa, between Okinawa and the island of Kyushu, to pick up on their radar, incoming planes. Well, they sent us over there to fly a combat air patrol to protect them. And when we went over there, guys, the attack had already started. They knew now from the numbers they're probably close to 300 Japanese kamikaze suiciders coming in, and they were flying everything. They were flying all from way from Zeeks to dive bombers to flip planes. With some of them, they claimed had flammable material in the pontoons and so forth. And division leader and I, we saw two of those float planes heading for one of our destroyers. And we were probably 1,200 feet or so. And those rascals were right on the ocean, way low, coming in low. And so we pulled down on them, and it was the doggone slow. We didn't realize they were that slow, and we overshot the first one. But I did get the second one. But then the division leader got on the radio, and he said, "Guys," he said, "split up and get all of them you can," he said. And so then that's the only time that we ever split up and fought individually. But it ended up then I got two more that day, which completed me as an ace. My division leader got he got three, and he'd had one before, so that made him four. The section leader, he had one before, and he got four, so he made ace. And then Tail End Charlie, he got into a higher group of them. He got a couple of those float planes, but then he also, I think, got a Zeke and maybe a Tony. Anyway, he ended up with six. So that made him seven for the war, which then he qualified for what they call ace in the day. So we ended up then for the conflict, the 6 months we were in combat, our division then ended up with a total of 21 aerial victories.
Impressive, so, very impressive. Yeah. And I understand that you were there and you were actually able to see the mushroom cloud from the...
You'll have to repeat that one, I couldn't...
Yeah, we'll wait for the jets to go by, these noisy guys out there. No, I understand that you were close enough where you actually saw the first bomb being dropped on Hiroshima there and could see the mushroom cloud.
Right. The ship's personnel that we were on, I happened to be on board. I didn't fly, I guess, that morning. They told me there was something going on because we were the area we were supposed to be in. It notified the ships, the fleet, to not go there. And so we found out why. All of a sudden, on the loudspeaker throughout the ship, they announced, "If you look to the west, why, you see a big mushroom cloud. United States has dropped an atomic bomb."
Wow.
And we didn't know there was such. It was so secretive, we didn't know we had that. So we saw that one, and it looked kind of to us like it did to you folks that saw it on television. We weren't close enough to see the second one, though. So from that point on, then, we just started working farther north, and we did a lot of work on the Honshu, where Tokyo area. A lot of airfields scattered around, factories and military installations and stuff. So we just continually, like the airfields, we hit them. Well, they'd try to rebuild them, so later we'd go back. I mean, some, like there's one airfield west of Tokyo, I think we, over 3 months, 2 months period, we probably attacked that three different times or four. And Kyuri Naval Base, which is one of the toughest as far as anti-aircraft fire was concerned. I know we hit that twice, and the big battleship Nagato, that was not their biggest one, but the next to the biggest one was anchored there, and with the dive bombers and so forth, we banged around on that all day and went back the second day and started in again, and then they called the leader and told him that according to some of the film that the people had taken, that we had sunk it the first day of it sitting on the bottom. So we were banging on something where we didn't need to be at. And like I say, there was the toughest anti-aircraft fire of any place. But just a little earlier than that, then Wonder 5 Division was one of a whole bunch of them that were on the search for their fleet. And we didn't, in our section that we covered, we didn't find the Yamato, their big battleship. We found a couple other ships and reported them, but another section did find it, and so the fleet and carriers from all the carriers attacked that then and sunk the Motto, and I think two cruisers that was with us, and I think three destroyers. So that pretty much finished their fleet. Yeah. And then, so then from there, then we even started working far enough north to their most northerly big island of Okado. And one of the interesting things that happened there, one that was, they had rail ferries. They had six of those. And they would carry, they'd load, with a train track, they'd load a train on it, and then take it from Honshu to Okado and back and forth hauling supplies. So we sank four of those one day. We hit the fifth one, but it got beached, so it actually didn't sink, but we... At least it was put out of commission.
When you sank them, did you sank them with a bomb? Sink them with a bomb, or did you sink?
Well, bombs and rockets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have to tell you kind of a unusual story about another pilot situation. This was in northern Honshu. There was a bay, and one of our pilots got shot down and had to land in that bay. Well, it was way too late to go pick him up. And so the next morning, they sent out two float planes. The cruisers and the battleships had float planes that they could set
King
in the water.
Yep.
They used those for rescue a lot of times. They sent two of those with a fighter escort, and this pilot, his last name was Kumbi, and he'd gotten out well, and he swam ashore that night, and he stayed in a wooded area that night. Well, he said that during the night, it was right there, the train tracks that went right along there. And here come a train, and it stopped, and Japanese soldiers started piling out of there, and he thought they were probably looking for him. But if they were, they didn't find him. And so when this rescue mission, when they landed and got there, why, one of the pilots went in and landed, and of course Kumi, he swam out then, you know, so he could be picked up. And the pilot, he got as close to him as he thought he dared to, and then he stood up in the cockpit to throw a rope to him, you know, to help pull him in. He lost his balance and fell out of the cockpit, and when he fell out, he accidentally kicked the throttle. So here goes his plane taxiing off, you know. It was lucky we sent two, because the other guy, he landed and picked up both pilots. And I'll tell you another rescue one, and the reason I want to tell you this is that they did everything they could to pick us pilots up if they needed to. And this particular one, why Wonder 5 was involved. The pilot got shot down out in the ocean, and we, it was late in the evening, and so they sent us then out with just one float plane and picked the pilot up. And the plan was then, see, the float planes were so slow that they knew that he could not get back, and so he could get picked up in the dark. And so the plan was then, after he picked up the pilot, well, then he flew. We had rescue subs, and we had those chartered on our maps. And so we were then to fly to this rescue area, and then that plane landed, and those pilots got aboard the submarine. Then we strafed that float plane, you know, so the Japanese wouldn't have access to it. And,
right.
And then we got back. That's when I made my only night landing. We did get back just as it was getting dark. You know,
I understand.